I'm Crystal Craven, and I write songs and devotionals that are rooted in God's Word, specifically to draw hearts into a deeper intimacy with Jesus, because everything that God inspires is meant to be shared for His glory. So this is your weekly devotional. Right, we are in Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 24 today. And it says, "Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Okay, so right off the bat here, we see the key to obedience is found in remembering who we are ultimately serving. Paul told us that right here in verse 24, you are serving the Lord Christ. Not just any master, but Christ, the Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer who bought us with His own blood. If He is truly Lord of our lives, then every act of obedience, whether it's to any kind of earthly authority or its unseen heavenly commands, those are acts of service to Him. And our obedience to earthly masters, or even employers as we would call them nowadays, may feel small or unnoticed, but in the kingdom of God, it carries eternal weight. When we think of it, this life is only a vapor, but when it ends, we won't be giving an account to the men that we served. We're going to stand before God. So obedience is not optional. It is foundational to the Christian life. John 3:36 reminds us that those who believe in the Son also obey Him, because belief without obedience is not true faith. Our obedience becomes evidence of real repentance, of a life that is transformed by grace. So obedience isn't something that we can compartmentalize. It should be touching every aspect of our lives. And as Paul had exhorted in Philippians 2:12, we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And part of that work is, I guess, working that out is a life of faithful obedience. A true servant is an obedient servant. And when we remember that our service is unto Christ, obedience becomes not a burden at all. It becomes an act of worship. So may we live each day with this truth etched so deeply in our hearts that in all that we do, we are serving the Lord Christ. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, like the intro and outro music to this podcast, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C. And you can also find my music wherever you stream music from.